40 years ago, Czech surgeons conducted their first ever successful organ transplant. Their patient was 24-year-old Karel Pavlík, who received a kidney from his mother. The operation was performed at the Prague-based Institute of Clinical and Experimental Medicine, or IKEM. Czech medical transplantation has come a long way since then. Today, an average 450 kidney transplants are done every year in this country. Unlike Karel Pavlík, who had only 3 years to live, patients today can expect to live a normal life for decades. In today's Talking Point, we look how far the field of transplantation has come in the Czech Republic.
First transplant, it's first operation which gives always excitement. But if it's something new on the worldwide scale, or something that doesn't happen so often, then of course this emotion is much, much higher.
Dr. Vladimír Kocsandrle, remembering the first successful organ transplant in the country.
First kidney transplant was excitement. It was 66, I was young, you know, but it was completely different already with the second transplant. But after 50 transplants, it became a routine. And after 1,000 transplants, it's even more, it's routine, widely accepted therapeutic method.
And how is the transplant, a kidney transplant today, done differently than in 1966?
From the technical point of view, it's completely the same procedure. The connection between renal artery and renal vein and the donor are the same as they were 50 years ago. The only changes from time to time were with the reconstruction with the urinary tract, how the ureter of the donor kidney was connected to the urinary system of the recipient, but otherwise no difference.
Today, Czech surgeons are able to transplant almost all vital organs. Dr. Eva Pokorna is from the IKEM Transplantation Department.
The most frequently transplanted organ is the kidney. A donor has two kidneys and they're given to two different recipients. Lungs can also be transplanted from one donor to two recipients. Then there is the heart, liver and pancreas, each of which is transplanted as a whole.
Back in 1972, 67-year-old Dana Šulcová underwent a kidney transplant. She received her organ from a deceased donor.
Já jsem viděla, že transplantáty existují, ale jako mladá holka, které mě bylo tehdy 23 let.
I knew that transplants existed as a young woman. I was 23 at the time, and I believed that my new kidney would work just like my own after the transplant. Just before I went into the operating room, though, I overheard the doctor say that kidney receivers have about 3 years to live. So I monitored the first year, the second year, the third year, expecting my kidney to fail. After 5 years, I stopped. I lived a normal life just as I did before the operation. And my new kidney made it possible for me to live just like any other person. I continued to do sports, had a baby girl, and now I have a granddaughter.
Finnish doctor Pekka Heiri is one of the world's experts on transplantation surgery and immunology. He says Czech medical transplantation has come surprisingly far in the last 40 years.
You are making about 450 kidney transplants a year, liver transplant 80, hearts 60, and so forth. So in terms of procurement, removing organs from dead bodies, and in terms of transplantation, you are doing much more than the European average. Second thing is the survival of these transplants. So right now, your kidney transplant, 1 year survivals are about 95%, as are livers, heart is a little bit lower, and pancreas about the same level, which means that, again, you are doing quite as well as any other country in Europe or in the world.
According to the head of the IKEM Transplant Center, Dr. Stefan Vítko, one area that the Czech field of transplantation can be particularly proud of is the relatively short waiting time.
Average waiting time for kidney transplantation is less than 12 months. There are people who are waiting, let's say, few weeks. Waiting time for transplantation is related to biological things between donor and recipients. It's a kind of lottery, you know.
Dr. Eva Pokorna says there is a simple reason why patients in need of a new organ do not wait as long in the Czech Republic. All Czech citizens are automatically considered donors, while in most other countries, citizens have to agree to organ donation first.
U nás v České republice v podstatě je zákonem ustanoven takzvaný princip předpokládaného souhlasu. Takže každý.
Here in the Czech Republic, the law is based on a principle that's called presumed consent. This means that anyone who does not want to donate his organ has to enter his name into a national registry of those who do not agree with the post-mortal donation of organs or organ tissue. Of course, children are an exception. Their families have to be consulted, and the families have the right to refuse. But the chances of us being donors are slim. We will more likely be organ recipients. Of those who pass away every year, only some 200 end up being donors. That's because they are specific cases. The donor has to be brain dead and his organs have to be in such a state that they can continue to function for a while with the help of machines.
A orgány ještě dá pomocí přístrojů vlastně fungují a jsou schopny funkce po určitou krátkou dobu.
But in what areas does the Czech field of transplantation need to develop further? The transplantation of the islets of Langerhans, the small intestine, and the combined heart and lung transplant are procedures that Czech surgeons have yet to perfect. There are also different ways of conducting transplants. For example, what is called the domino transplant of the liver, in which the organ is removed from one patient and immediately transplanted into a second patient. The first patient receives a new liver from a deceased donor. But Dr. Vladimir Kochandala is skeptical that the country has the means to excel in the field.
It's like with everything. If you work harder and if you get more financial resources, you may achieve better results. But it's not 100% this way. You need a team of people that are really enthusiastic about the problem and that are willing to do something. Then you have a chance that you will succeed. And when we started with the transplantation business in 66, the money that went to medical system were about 4.5% of the gross national product. Now it's around 8 or 9%. In the States, in the United States, it's 14%. But transplantation is a very expensive business, mostly because of the drugs that the patient have to take for the lifetime to prevent the rejection of the transplanted organ. So, and they are really expensive.